Rababou Avekoi Bebani. Rababou was a standing in a merchet. Avisom Chilei Trei Avdi. Vandav Samach Bezom Ed Aleph. Avisom Chilei Bez Avdi. Two Avodim were helping, supporting him. Ifchis Bebani Mitusei. Then the floor of the Melchitz caved in. Rashi explains that underneath the Mokim Melchitz was like another floor where they used to, some of the dirty water used to pour out there. So the floor of the Beis HaMelchitz caved in. Isramile Yamudi. So now Rababou saw an omud, a pillar, that was able to grab onto. Solik, he went up on the omud. Baskinu, with one hand he climbed up, and the other hand he was holding these two avodim who were supporting him till then. Rabbi Yochanan Havika Solik Bedalge. Rabbi Yochanan was going up steps, so he was going up a ladder. Havasomchilei Rav Ami v'Ravasi, and they were supporting him, helping him go up the steps. Ifchis Dalge Tusei, now the steps caved in. Solik, so he went up. Baskino, and he was holding these two. Omrule Rabbonon, v'chimiyache dohochi lomale lemismeche. It means, if you're such a giber, so why, when you go, you have people supporting you. You're a gvaldike giber. Amaluim came moaniach le'ezikne. I'll use up all my koiches now, so it's taking away from later. A person has koiches, and they can be used up, or they can be stored. I'm storing my koiches for later. What does Rashi say? Ifchis beibani, tachas amelchetzoish yesh cholo. Underneath the melchats, there was a hollow space. Shamayim neiflim shom. That the water used to fall there. Askinu elas avodim biyode achas. So he lifted up the avodim in one hand. Ubishniyoyim etapes voila bomad. In the second hand, he was climbing up. Ma'achad ohochi shobal koyachato, imkein sha'otish es koychi v'lo yismachuni mo'aniach koych ba'atzmi l'shtamish bo'ilai zikna. Zog te gemore weiter. V'apoy alim shtayim b'shabes. We hear in the Mishnah that the chiyuv oine of payalim is shtayim b'shabes. Payalim shtayim b'shabes. So the Gemara asks, v'hasanya payalim achas b'shabes. It says in another baraisa that the chiyuv oine of payalim is once a week. Amar Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina leikash. Kan ba'oisen meloche bi'iron. If there oisen meloche bi'iron, so then the chiyuv oine is twice a week. Kan ba'oisen meloche bi'ir acheres. They're doing meloche in another year, so then the chiyuv oine is once a week. Tanya amihochi apayalim shtayim b'shabes. Medvar mamurim ba'oisen meloche bi'iron. They work in their city. But ba'isim aloche b'racheres achas b'shabes. What does Rashi say? B'irom shtayim b'shabes. Now, I don't recall if we learned the Tosfos and Daf Samach Aleph from the base on the Mishnah. Let's learn that Tosfos now, and let's learn our Tosfos. They connected these two Tosfos. And we had in the Mishnah as follows. The Mishnah says, התלמידים יוצאים לתלמוד תורה שלא ברשות 30 יום, הפועלים שבת אחת, and then it says, דאינה המורה בתורה. אז פירש רי דאוסה להשמינה, ואף על גב דמנהגם היה ללמוד ולעשות מלאכה בעירם. When it speaks about the Chiyuv Oino, so we're speaking about Talmidei Chachamim, who normally they learned Be'ir, or Poyalim normally that worked Be'ir. Bo'oino amura b'toyre le'talmid me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. K'dem reading B'gmorah, the Gemara will say later, that's the Chiyuv Oino. Once a week. Ulapayalim, Shtayim b'Shabbos, K'diktani Sefer. Afilo hochi yecholim l'shanes miminhogom. That means, it's as kozman, they are living in the year, they have their chiyuv oino. But the Mishnah is saying they can change their style of life to a limit. Tamid chom allowed to go out for a month, and the poyel is allowed to go out for a week. Afilochil moshanis mimin hogim velotzeis tamidim lamidyem apoyalim Shabbos achas. Now let us see Tosfos on the Gemara we just learned. Vosanya apoyalim achas b'Shabbos. So the Gemara asks a kasha that we have in the Baraisa, it says once a week, and in the Mishnah it says twice a week. So Tosfos says Mireisha. What about the Reisha of the Mishnah? Tiktoni apialim Shabbos achas loimotzi lemifrach. There's no kasha from the Reisha. The Reisha lav bedin oino mairi. The Reisha is not speaking about the din of oine, el adarabe. Ashmeine that we just learned in the previous days, the shori lishanois ulavatal oino mimasha hoye min hogom tchila. But there's a right that one can deviate from the chi of oine. So there's no kasha. That's yaitzin shalei bershus. The Mishnah is telling us what the chi of oine is a normal poil that's oivet b'iroi, but he can leave the city for a week. Avi b'raise pori shape da'iri b'din oira mura b'toira v'loi b'yitziya shalei bershus. Midaktoni achas b'shabes. The b'raise is telling us the chi of a poil once a week. Lektoni Shabbos achos. Here Pshat is, he's being mevatel his chiyuv oina for a week. He's leaving. K'moy b'masnisen. So faker, the Mishnah is speaking about how one is permitted to leave the chiyuv oina for a week, a poil. And here in the Mishnah is speaking about later the chiyuv oina of a poil. The Braisa says there's another chiyuv oino of a poel once a week, and the Mishnah says twice a week. Umishani the Braisa Malachi Beracheres Ayri. Vaho Yodakom Umin Hogom Kach. But the Braisa is speaking about that he does Malachi Beiracheres. And that's his derech, that's the shteger. So then it's once a week. But our Mishnah is speaking about something else. Our Mishnah is speaking about that he lives here and he's leaving, he's changing, he's deviating from his seder achai. V'im toima, mai irye k'shemin hogom kach. So what's that k'msham? The baraisa. The Baraisa says, if that's his minig, it's once a week. Afilu l'shani shecholim Shabbos achas k'defrishes b'masnisen. So why do you have to tell me such a thing? If he leaves the city, afilu shaloi b'shus, he has such an epsharus. V'yeshloim, the Baraisa k'mashmalon, אבל פי שמן הוגם כך לסייס מלוכה ביר אחרס, הם רוצים לשנס ולישייס יויסר אין הרשוס ביודם. The Bryce is telling me that's it, that's the maximum. Be'ir acheres, it's achas b'shabbos. You can't, even though we heard in the Mishnah that a poyel who is chiyuv einus twice a week, he can be mafkiya his chiyuv, and you can give him a week, he can leave the city. A person who works chutz from the city, that's it. You won't give him 2 weeks. Just like you give a poel be'ir 1 week, won't give him 2 weeks. That's the maximum shir. V'ribe raboruch ha'yo'im ha'degimol midais be'poyalim. There are three halachas by poyalim. Da'oisin meloche be'iron. Shtayim b'shabbos. Kedisnan b'masnisin. If they're doing meloche be'iron, it's shtayim b'shabbos. ובראיסה באויסן מלוכה בעיר אחרס וחויזרים בכל יום לבייסון. But they go back, they come back each night. אחס בשבס. Why? לפי שיש להם תרח הדרך. Because there's a תרח, even though they're home each night. But it's not לפי כויכם, because they're busy traveling. אבל אויסם שאין חויזרים לבייסון, but now there's a third darge, those who do not come home each night. Bein hoya min hogam kach, bein loy hoya yimogam, k'may reisha de masnisen, d'ktonim yoitzim, Shabbos achas, mashma shein kol zayin b'chutz v'chayzun b'chol yoyim shmini. So the Ribe Rabbah said, this is a third shiur, a person who's living out of town, he can live for a week. And then the Chiyav Oine will be the eighth day. Avari loy pirish ela beiz midi shtayim b'shabbos v'achas b'shabbos k'defrishes. And Chiyav Oine, there's two midis. And then there's a din of yoytze sheloy b'shus. Achamorim, let's see the Gemara for the Achamorim Achas B'Shabbos. Omalei Rabbe Barav Chona Labaye. Achamorim is Ichpol Tana Lashminon Tayel Upoyel. That means we heard that Basil said if a person is Mother Ishtoi Mitash Mishamite, so it can only be a week. If it's more than a week, so then is mechuyev to give her a get. So, Rabbi Barav Chonan held, this halach is only negeye, poyolim be'irom, and chamorim, that we hear the shir, tayel or poyol, not chamorim. Chamorim is once a week. So if he made a neder, so his neder is only being ma'achel one day, it's ichan ha-mestava yoytziv yitin ksube. So al-kochoch, he's just coming to tell us, pay'alim and tayolim. So omolei rabba barav chonel abai, ich potan ashmin in tayol upoyol. Let us see what Rashi says. Ich bol tashmin in tayel upoyel tonne de sosom la lamadras ishte besiloim im Shabbos achas. 1 week. Ein loy loyma zois, loy besafon. Now this can be by a safon, who's once in 6 months, v'loy begamo, v'loy bechamo, v'loy bal tamidei chachomim, shreyaf hachamo nosei achas b'Shabbos. B'shvil yoyim echad yoy tzivit in ksube, so that zikha doesn't make sense. B'choshkin gamol v'safnei b'chlal zeh. Ela tayel upoyel. Oysa malach b'ir eshidalke l'sham b'shtayim b'shabbos. Now he was mother also at yoy tzivit in ksube. So it's not mistaver that they're only speaking about these two. Yeah. So the Gemara answers, Amalei loy akulu. Now it's going on all of them. Like the Gemara Vashisha Chadoshim Kamar, what's wrong? If his mother more than a week, the Chivain is once in 6 months. It's more answers, Eini Daimi Mishiesh Loi Pas Besalei, Mishiein Loi Pas Besalei. That means, if he makes a neder, then she knows that this week she can't expect an oine. By all the others, who knows what could happen. So, al kaponim, there's hope something might happen, then they might come home earlier. Zogt Rashi, akulo nami komede, dei neder, yesa mishabes achas loi. Vohobo loi neder, shishachadoshim koma besafonim. Eini doimelinyin, tainis mishiesh loi pas besalef kan. Beloy neder, if he wouldn't make a neder, daita neichel abaylo, shema yovei b'seich hazman. Abuzo mishidira rei, hika misha einai mitzapa labal, and that is more than a week already. She's suffering more than she suffers by a chamo nagamo. Zakte gemore weiter. Omalei Rabbe Barav Chona Labaya, Chamol Venasa Gamol Mai. What if before he was a Chamol, and the shear of a Chamol is once in Shloishim Yoim? Now, a Chamorim Achas B'Shabbos, a Gamolim Achas L'Shloishim Yoim, a Gamol is once in Shloishim Yoim, and a Chamol is once a Shabbos. Chamo v'nasa gamo mai. When he was married, he was a chamo. So the chiyavayne was once a week. Now the chiyavayne will become once a month. So she's losing. But the idach gise, a gamo is a better job. He brings in more money. So there's two sides to the coin. Einachanami, she's losing out in the shibud avayne, but he has a better parnose. Omalei roitze ishe bekab v'tiflis me'asore kabin uprishes. You have to know what's an ikar by her. She's mevater on the asore kabim. If the price she has to pay for it is precious, and she'll be satisfied bekab v'tiflis. Let us see Rashi. Chamo v'nasa gamo mai. Nisis loik shu chamo. Ma'ale yosis gamo. Shaloi bershus. Without asking permission from her. Havoch adifelo. She's going to have havoch. She is Asha. Gamo is a good business. Oyoina adifelo. Bekava tiflis liyis ba'ale imo me'asore kabam lis Asha. Let us see Taisvis. Reitze Isha Bekav Vetiflis. Tema Demrina Leel. Shani Hosam Dislu Rafche. The Gemara said Rabbi Yochanan had said that if a person asks Rishus from his wife, a Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis is speaking about the Talmud Chochim, or a poil, al kaponim with reshus, the ideal agreement should be, he should be 2 months home, and 1 month he can go away. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So the Gemara asked Rabbi Yochanan, Rav had a limud from a posik in Divrei Ayomim, that those who used to go and work for David HaMelech, they worked a month and went home a month. So Rabbi Yochanan answered, "Nu shani hosam dis lo rafche." So it seems Rabbi Yochanan is saying, "Listen, if you bring in more money, so then she's zichem bevater and daine." And here the Gemara says, "Fakert," that she's happy with less money, and there should be a greater chiyav avoine than more money and less aine. So Taisvus says, "V'shem avodas hamelech iker rav chetvei." That's a different bracket already. If you're working for the king, that's already a different bracket. That's Here we're speaking about a gamol and a chamol. No, it's more money he's making, but it's still more or less the same bracket. If you're in royal company with tachshit and medos, that's a different story. Mitisha kabim uprishus galsinin. Now we goyres asore kabim uprishus, and Tosfos says the girsa mitisha kabim. So now we're saying that a tisha kav and a prishus is less than a kav, one kav v'tiflus. Now, how do we get to these numbers, the tisha kav? The mashre ishtoya ide sholish nam. What is if a person does not want to give directly mezainis to his wife? So he has no shaykhis for Torah, he has an apotropos that gives him his anus. Man the noisen lo shnei kabin. He gives her two kabin a week of chitim. Ve'enei perish mitashmish. But he's not perish mitashmish. He's allowed to do this for 30 days. Ve'ham moired al ishtay mitashmish. A person does not want to be mishamish imishtoi, is meisifen al ksuboso gimel dinner. So each week we add on gimel dinner to the ksube. Lefi cheshben dalid soim besela. Habe gimel dinner yudches kabin kein perish ba'och. Now let's just make a cheshben. The six kavin in asor. So there's 24 kavin in four sol. Now in a selah there's four dinrim. Now it says that for each week that he's meired mitashmish, he has to add gimel dinrim, which is three quarters of Dalit Sobisela, which is 24, that's 3/4 of 24 carbon, which is 18 carbon. So Memele, so there we see the ratio, the cheshbin. That means a person who's moired bit tashmish, he gives his wife an equivalent of 18 carbon. A person who's not moired bit tashmish gives her 2 carbon. So we see that it's 9 times more, she gets 9 times more of kabin when there's precious than when there's no precious. Hasafonim achas l'shisha chadoshim divrei Rabbi Elazar. Now, that's Rabbi Elazar said on the whole Mishnah. Omar Rav Broine, Omar Rav. Halachik Rabbi Elazar. We paskin like Rabbi Elazar, that all the shiurim in the Mishnah is that's according to Rabbi Elazar. Tamidim yaitzim otam ateresh loy beshush loy shim yoyim. But that's it. These all the shiurim pass by Rabbi Elazar. Omar Rav zu divrei Rabbi Elazar, aber chachamim aimrim atamidim yaitzim letam atere beis vegimul shanim shloy beshush. No. The Chachomim are chaylik in Rabbi Elazar, and if they want, they can go out 2 or 3 years without permission. He says, the Chiyav Oino, which is that the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush also, even though there's a Chiyav Oino by a Talmud Chochem, or Pamachas B'Shabbos, but they can avoid this Chiyav, and go to learn for a month. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. So the Chachamim says they can go and learn for 2 to 3 years. Omarove, somchu rabbonon ad ravad barabe. The rabbonim lemaisa relied on ravad barabe. Va'ovdi uvde binavshayu. And they did maisim like this, even though it was benafshayu, that there was a sakonis nefoshis, was natilis neshomis with this. That means this is a very dangerous thing. That means going with the letter of the law. So even though Meiker Adin als the chiyuv of Oino Lamaila, the Rabbein Shalom will ask after 120 years, what's with the chiyuv Oino? The chiyuv Oino, the Rabbi the Chomim say you're allowed to take off from that chiyuv 2 to 3 years to learn. So Meila als the chiyuv Oino, there's no shaila, but there's other problems. Izoyer b'dimas ishtacho b'inoso. That means if she's getting hurt and it bothers her too much, so that's another parsha. That already, that's a dangerous affair, as we will see. Maises that the Gemara brings. That's another cheshbon that the Rabbonim weren't talking about. That this means you have a heter, but it's like walking on a tightrope. It's benafshayu. Ki hod el rav rechumi habeshchiach kamei derove b'mechuzah. Rav rechumi went to rove, haberogol dabo osi lebeisei kol mayle yemi dekipuri. Every erev Yom Kippur used to come home. Yom Echad, once Erev Yom Kippur, Meshachte Shmaite, so he was in the middle of a sugya, and he was involved in the sugya, and he forgot to come home. He was unaware that it's Erev Yom Kippur. He was in ganzen eingetan in the sugya. I once heard that someone was standing there, Rav Baruch Ber was once going to say a shir in Kamenitz for the yeshiva, and he went to the closet to take out his fur coat, and Rav Reuven saw him and he said, Rosh Yeshiva, it's Tammuz. Oh, it's Tammuz, yeah. So then he learned to take out the fur coat. He put back the coat. He went without the coat. If you say it's Thomas, you don't need a coat. I mean, but mitzad rabor ber, he wasn't aware that it's Thomas. So he told him it's Thomas, fine. But he wasn't aware it's Erev Yom Kippur. He was involved in a sugya moshcha shmaitze. He didn't have that Erev Yom Kippur, we go home. Yeah. Have a Mesachia Devisu. Now his wife, she waited for this a whole year, so she was looking out, waiting. Hashtaosi, he's coming, she heard some noise. Loyosa. But she saw it started getting late and he didn't come. Cholosh Daita, so she had Chalishas Hadas, it bothered her. Ochis Dim Osa Meyeno. So a tear, she shed a tear, she felt, a whole year I sacrifice, I wait for this one day, and now that tear had a moira de kereshim lamailo. Have Yosef beigra, he was sitting on the second floor, if ches igra mituse, so the floor caved in, the noch navshe, and he was nifta. Dachsach mir, Rab Chaim Shmulevitz is Moira. Ich mein, she also lost from this tear. I mean, what would have been better that, if he didn't come this cellar, it would be better that he'd be alive. No, meidach gise, but we see the Chaimer of Bein Odom Lachavere, he was Mitzayah, so that was the Einish. We have to understand, my mashvoga was Moira, Hatzur Tomim Poloi, the Rabbi Zal Petterberger and others say, the Rabbi Nishloilam, when he makes a mishpat, it's betmimus, ein ovel. There's no avle in the mishpat. So, what kind of compliment is this? The Rabbi Nishloilam makes a mishpat without avles. So Rabbi Zal Petterberger explains that in all Mishpatei Bosa Bedom, the Zichan Avle. That means that, let's say, a person did a chet, which the chok is mechayev, he should get killed, he should be put in prison. And the chok tak, it could be, is very eiskehalten, he deserves to get killed. But there's other factors, there's a wife and there's children and there's parents, and Bosom Zeg is indict. So when it comes to Mishpatei Bosa Vedom, the Shofet can't take all this into consideration. He only has one cheshbon. This person did this chet, and that's his einish. Others will suffer. He can't help the situation. So there'll be an avlo bedin. He can't help the situation. But by the Rabbein Shalom, it's not like that. Atzul tamim poli ein ovel. The pshat is that if someone becoming aware of this einish will be hurt, and he doesn't deserve this hurt, so Yenna won't get this einish. The Rabbein Shalom has ways to be manish that someone who does not deserve to be hurt shouldn't get hurt. So that's the Mishpatei Hashem. So my shvager tainted that, so we have to understand, so, I mean, Lemaise, she also suffered from this. Vosatzig is indict. I mean, this was a punishment to her also. Perhaps because she should have been mechazik herself. That means it matters a person lives in a situation the way he wants to picture the situation. That means she looked at it. She's Maisa Nefesh a whole year. Al Kaponim, she deserves he should come one day. She was hurt. The tear was hurt. He was Pegeya in her feelings. She was hurt. Now, if her emotions are misgaba over and she's taka hurt, then there's aloche. If you hurt a person, there's onshim on this. She could have avoided this by being mechazik herself and being bidanim lekavschus, and maybe the reason he didn't come, I want him to learn, and maybe she brought herself into this matziv, so she herself also had a chelik in the einish. So it could be that's why she suffered from the einish also, because she was misaviv the einish. She could have avoided the einish. There's a moira de kegoin in mesechtes brachis. I mean, endliche rayin. The Gemara says in mesechtes brachis that Hillel was bombing a derech, and he was entering the city, and he heard that in one of the houses they were screaming. It seems a tragedy occurred. So Hillel said, "Batuach ani that's not coming from my house. I know it's not coming from my house." So the goyin asks, "Tzadikim did not suffer peronius on this world. They didn't have yisurim on this world. How could Hillel say, Batuach ani, why the tzadikim suffered?" So the goyin brings down a pshat, and the Shloah Kodesh says the same pshat, Abba Akil Tzvochel would not come from my house. Now, I'm not batuach that I'm exempt from yisurim, from peronius. Abba Tzvochel means a cry. A cry means already a tviya. There's, in the cry already, there's a tviya. Why did this happen? In my house, there was no cry. He says, Avayidoim Arain, whatever occurred was accepted. There would be no cry from my house. Al Koponim, it could be if she would have been on a bigger madrege, she wouldn't cry either. That means she would have been able to be mechazik herself, and But since she didn't, so she was misaviv that there was a ino and there was a chalishus hadas and it came through him. So then there's a mayor that can be the sadin on this. So that's what the Gemara means to say. Somchu rabbona dravada barava va'ovdi uvde benafshay. That means we're playing with fire over here. That means the rabbada barava just said a truk in halacha and the chi of avoyne. I have a heter, but we're playing with other nyonim. That's for instance we had Rashi and Omed Aleph. Rashi said that if they give rishus, then you convince her she gave rishus, but how much rishus should you ask for? Shloyisa olav chet. That means you can have rishus and everything, but you don't know what you're getting into. Let us see Rashi. Diver Rabbi Lazar masnisen koi, v'seiv de masnisen noki. So Diver Rabbi Lazar, hanach oynes v'yetziyah shloy b'shus masnisen dektonit minim yoytum v'talmat teire shloy b'shus shloy shem yoyim. Somcho rabbonim, talmidim shebederene soymchem al dvor v'yoytzim shloy b'shus. V'ovdi yuvdi kevosai. Like the rabbonon, abo b'navshayu. V'hu bo lehem litum yem nefoshes. But it's a dangerous affair. Shenenoshim umeisim. Misachi etalgim shol metzape. Zogte gemore weiter. Oine shal tamide chachomim eimas, omar avida mashmu me'erev Shabbos la'erev Shabbos. That's the zman oine, leil Shabbos. Ashepi yitim be'itoi. Omar Rav Yudah v'itaymer Rav Huna v'itaymer Rav Nachman zeh mishamesh mitosoy me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. So the Shtaltzut says, v'nasati gishmeichem be'itom. That Rashi brings that means leili Shabbosois. So the ita is also leil Shabbos. And Rashi says over here, me'erev Shabbos, shuhu leil tainug. Ushvise bahanoa saguf, so it's masim, the mitzvah of oine, in this zman. Achsach mir, I'm not saying the mashua, someone else says that, chazal asad lilmeid loir haner, so there's not too much bittel teira also. So mir de kezach. I mean, they learn teira she baal peh, how much is the learn loir haner? Well, kaponim, it seems, It's not so convenient to learn Erev Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, so Memele, so there's not too much Bittul Torah there. Yehuda Berei de Rab Chiya, Chosnei de Rab Yanai, Havi Osi, so he was the son of Rab Chiya, the son-in-law of Rabbi Yanai. Have also the Yosef Bebei Rav. Used to go a whole week, he went to yeshiva. The whole Bei Shimsha Ava Osi Lebeise. And every Erev Shabbos, before Bei Nashmoshes, before the Shkia, he used to come home. He used to come home for Shabbos. The Chi Ava Osi, when he came to the house, Kolchozi kamei amude denure. So one could see over his house a pillar of fire. The Yanyakiv explains, just like the Medrash says, by Yaakov Avinu, the Shechina used to be mizgalet to him over which oil he should be mekayim, the mitzvahs oina that night. Rashi and Shabbos says there were at the Yaakov Avinu had 2 mitzvahs, one for the Shechina, one for the Isha. And when Reuven was Mevalbel, the Yetzias Oviv, so the Shechina was Nestalik. It seems Yehuda, Rabchiya's son, he used to come home to be Mekai Mitzvahs Oino, so the Shechina was there. One could see the Amud Danure in front of the house waiting for him. Shalishutim ba'adam. The Shechina was there. Yoim echad mishachtei shmaite. One Erev Shabbos, he got ganzen eingetan in learning. And he forgot it's Erev Shabbos, and he's busy learning. Kibin de loichose yohu zimna omolu rabyanai, so his shver rabyanai, they knew every Erev Shabbos, they explained it used to come before Bein Hashmoshes a little, the Amud Ha'ish. There's no Amud Ha'ish to Shabbos. Omolu rabyanai, so rabyanai, his shver told the wife and the children, Kfu mitosai, you should be kaifa the mita, shilmola Yehuda kayim leibitol einosai. That means if Yehuda, he was so nizel in the mitzvah of oine that we see in Hashamayim, them zugestalt an amuda denure, feed be al amistami, he was nifter. So memelus before Shabbos, the Yaakov says, so they should be start avelus already. They should start chaparain avelus before Shabbos, right? They should be neig avelus, even though for the kvur, basically, kofu mitosu. Havi kishkogi sheyaitzim of nea shalit. Now he said that with noch nafshe. He said something. It was huom avayei. He said that, so it became like that. So the noch nafshe, he was nifter. The Ian Yaakov says, Amir de Kizach, that he asks a ha'ore, Rabbi Yanai had a kashe. No, Muda de Nure, this Erev Shabbos. Kashe. No, a Yehudi was nizah b'tzvusayne. Also a kashe. So what's pshat? He said a teretz, noch nafshen. So he asks, would he be matter to get married on this teretz? I mean, we're talking about, she's an eishesis. Let's talk about this eishesis. Do you have a kashe? Would you be seimech on this teretz to be matter? He says, mistama not. He can't be matter on eishesis. Frekti in Yaakov, it's brought down in Hilchus, Simon Yudzayin and Ebenezer, if an isha is abune, you're not knowing any availus, till it's nisbar that the husband died. That means, because if you'll be knowing availus, then they say, no, we're a novel, and so I'm allowed to get married. Is he dead or is he not dead? So therefore, Kozma, we have no biruv that he's dead. There's no need of a bailus. He said, why did Rabbi Yanai jump the gun and tell them, kofu mitosa? I mean, it's the good, it's a svar, it's a dos, but how does the shtim with this halach? So, he says that it's a ray from this gemara, that the whole halach, and Ebenezer speaking about, if we have no way to be mevarah if he's dead or alive, so then you're not noig avelus. He says, but lemaisa, you could be mevarah this. That means, I mean, he went to live, he learned in the base medrash, so they can send out shluchim, they'll find out if he's dead or alive. So then you could be noig avelus. So that's why he brings a raya from our gemara. Agavurche, I wanted to say a word. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'hein lo yaminu li." So the Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Heim maminim b'nei maminim, v'ata soifche sheloi tamin, shenemar yan sheloi hemantem bi lahakdisheni." As they said the Gemara. So, I want to say Pshat the Gemara, I saw a Moira de Kechofetz Chaim. And I think this is Pshat and Rashi and Chumash and Ramban. The Ramban says, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Vehein lo yaminu li, so he loy diber kohigen, he did not say the right thing, And he said that, so the Rabbeinu Shalom gave him oisis. That's what the Ramban says. Rashi says, Yishmul l'koyloch, so Rashi says, if you'll tell them that you were punished with the tzaras, they'll believe you. Because the rogel, whoever is oimed l'oriya lehem, the Rabbeinu Shalom punishes, like Avimelech and Paroi. So Eved who is oimed l'oriya lehem, they know that the Rabbeinu Shalom punishes. So l'chere begahart, I mean, Rashi is making Moshe Rabbeinu a mechutn to Avimelech and Paroi. I mean, they know whoever does bad to them, they know Rabbeinu Shalom takes care. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do bad to them? I mean, he just had a statement. The Chofetz Chaim says, what should he have said? So the Chofetz Chaim said he should have, don't say, v'hein lo yaminu li, v'loshen hechlet, say, pen lo yaminu li, not hein lo yaminu li. So he said, but Moshe Rabbeinu said a statement, v'hein lo yaminu li. So he says, could be that there was a koirach that did not want to believe in the vuas Moshe Rabbeinu. You know how that came about? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'hem lo yaminu." He said a statement, "Lo yaminu li." So Moshe Rabbeinu, by saying that, that's Ashkoga Yoytzi Mipi Hashalit. That means you say, "Hem lo yaminu li." So they taka became not maminim, and that pshat in the Ramban. The Ramban says that he did something not correct, Moshe Rabbeinu. But after he said it, the Rabbeinu Shalom gave him oisis. Now they need oisis already. Now, you were machlish there, Amunah, by saying, hey, lo yaminu, now you have to go with oisis. And that's what Rashi says, hey, riyu oisim, he did bad to them. You made them now not maminim. You did bad to them by saying such a statement. And could be that pshat in the Gemara, dehem maminim b'nei maminim. Ba'ata soif chaloi samin, that means because you said this, v'hem lo yaminu li, so that had a ashpo on Moshe Rabbeinu, l'besoif, by him was nechser amune, lo'y hamantim b'ilag disheni. But that's the koyach hapeh. A person says a statement, Rabbeinu said a statement, it's, person doesn't know. The Chaim Vamovis Biyad Aloshin, God, someone was Moira, that the Chofetz Chaim said they should have said, he should have said pen lo yaminu li, and he said heim lo yaminu li. So the difference between the pe and hein is a pe hey, that's a pe. That means that was al kuponim, what a pekin to wife. From a pen you say a hein, it becomes a homa peche. Baal Koponim, here we say, Amir de Kigemore, Rabbi Yannai said, Psavot, Kishkogi Shiyaitzim Bifnei Ashalit. Let us see Rashi. Kofu mitosi, Kedasa misablim, Dechayom bekvi yisamite. Zog de Gemore weiter. Rabbi Iasik Leile Brei Bei Rabchie. Rebbe was Meshadach his son by Rabchie. Kimota lemichtav ksube, noch nafshe de revise. So up to writing the ksube, and Rabchie's daughter was nifter. Oma Rebbe chas v'shom psulike. So this was a simen min hashamayim that for some reason, the Shemaim did not want the Zivug, and that's why she was Nifta. Yesivu, so they sat down, va'aynu b'mishpochet, so they started looking, they looked in the Yichus. Rebbe also mishefatye ben Avito. Rebbe was a direct descendant from Shefatye ben Avital. Avital was one of David's wives, and Shefatye was David HaMelech's son. Rebbe Chiye osi mishimi achi David, and Rebbe Chiye came from David HaMelech's brother. Now let us see Amu'im de Kerashi. Ike psula yasik lebrei losi bita yishal rabchiyah. They were shlehoyu muhugonim lezivog echot. שבתיה בן אביטל בן דוד היה. אביטל שם אישס דוד. ורב חיה עושי משימי. He came from דוד's brother. וזהו הפסול שרבי היה מבייס דוד. להיוסה בס הבא משימי איגנס לבנש להיוסה בס מלוחם. אמר דקזח, so you see there was a פסק פודה מן השמיים that everything else had gestimmt, מסתומר. The חוסן קלה מסתומר, there's no problem. The מחתונם also no problem, but the ייחוס אפס had gefällt. Perhaps we can understand this Gemara, there's a Gemara in Mesechtes Psochem, Daf Memtes. Rabbi Yeshua in Nosif Kahante, Rabbi Yeshua was a Yisrael, he married a Baskoi. Cholash, he got sick. Oma loy nechelei la'arin, da'ad bik bizaroi. Arna Koyin was not zufrieden that I should marry a bas kohen, behavelei chasna ki ano, that he should have such an edim like me. That means, there's a mordik gemara over here. He said, Rabbi Yeshua was toile, he was sick. The only reason he was sick, that this was a pgam in Aaron, that Aaron, I'm not going to be an edim from Aaron a kohen. It would seem that this was a pgam to Malchus Beis David, that you're marrying someone, yeah, this is the, you're marrying someone that's not Malchus, that he's a descendant of Ben David. So the Yavetz asks a kasha, he asks a merdek a kasha, in the Malachim alone, who did they marry? Who did David marry? Who did Shloime marry? I mean, they married Bas Melochim. They married Giyores. Shloime married Bas Parei Abel Kaponim. So he has a psakasha. Then later he says, another shtickle, the Yavetz wants to say, maybe the Zera Melochim, the descendants of the Melochim, have to be more makbid than the Melochim alone. That's what he says. And I think Pshat in the Yavetz is as follows. The Goyin says in the Megillah, the Ahasuerus told his Chachomim what to do b'malka Vashti. So the Goyin says, he didn't want to chepa with her, he had a ches for her. Malka Vashti, she'oiso bas melech godol. We have to know, good, she did an avot, but we have to know she was a bas melech. In Homon said, Vashti a malka. But the Norim said, timlech tachas Vashti. So they tainted, you're looking at it in the wrong way. If whoever is married to you, it's Vashti Yamalka, not Malka Vashti, B'Malka Vashti. Don't look at her yichus. The yichus comes when they get married. You become a queen by marrying a king. If you're the king, so that's become a queen. Not that she's a queen because she has a father, a king. So it could be, pshat is like this, pshat is the Melochim alone, that whoever they marry becomes an Eishes Melech, becomes a Malka. So there's no problem. They get automatically this Maila of Malchus, of Avashis Chover Kechover. They get this Maila of Malchus by being an Avashis Melech. But when the Malchus was Nivsak, so now already it's a Pgiya could be to, just like Rabbi Yeshua said, it was a Pgiya to Aaron HaKoyen. That I became, I entered the Mishpoche. So it could be it's a pkiya to David HaMelech, that in their mishpach is coming someone who doesn't have malchus. Bekitzer, so that ended that shidduch. Iyasek le'lebrei be'Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra. Why is Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra? Mustamad didn't have this problem. Poskulei tartei sorishnin lemeisel bebeirat. So, it seems they made Erisin. So before the Nisuin, he said that he should go 12 years to learn, and then he'll come back. Achalfu kamei. So they went, and they brought her in front of him. Omalahu, so then the Chosin said, Rebbe son, Nehevi Shitshnin. Let's not make it 12 years, 6 years. 6 years. He saw her, the Kala. Achafu Kameh. Then the second time they brought her in front of him. Omalahu, listen, Ichnis, let's make the Nisuin. Pohoda Ezel. And then I'll go learn. So the Ben Yoda says that the Cheshbon was that he wanted to learn Betare. So forget, let's make the Nisuin. Then it's Behem, it's a Pas Besaloi. And then he'll learn. Forget, but let's not stupid. After he saw her 2 times already, Avikom Machsiv Meyavu. Now, he was ashamed of the father, because the father's going to look at this is Ein Edem. He was the big Masmid, Megeret Vegen 12 Yo, and all of a sudden, he said, let's first get married. Omalei Bni Das Koinech Yeshbach. He didn't do anything too wrong. Mikorik Siv Tvi Eimoi Vesita Eimoi. Mochen Leshiv Tuchot. By Kriyas Yamsav Sot Gehesen, that will make a base Amigdosh in Eretz Yisrael. Lopsoiv Ksiv V'osuli Migdosh V'shachanti B'soich. Later the Baruch Shalom said, let's make a Migdosh already. That means the chibur that the Rebbein Shalom had to Klal Yisrael, so it's already too far off Eretz Yisrael. Let's make a Mishkan in the Midbar. Fine, they made the marriage right away, they made the Nisuin. Also, Yosef Tati Sorishnin Bebeirat. Ada Ose, when he came back, Yakra de Visu. She never became an Akore. Omar Rebbe. So Rabbi said, Heichi Navid. Now what should we do now? It's a bitri geschäft. Nigrisho, he should give her a get. Yoimra niyazu lashov shimro. She was waiting 12 years for him, and now I'll give her a get. Yeah. Ninsev itza achite. Let him marry a second wife. Yoimru zu ishtoi vizu zainosoi. Also, people won't, it's degrading to her. Boy alo rachmi v'itziya. So he was mevakish rachmi manho, and that solved all problems. She became cured, she became oisakor. Let us see Rashi. Poskulei tarte sorishnin koidem sheichnais before the nesuin. Achofu kamei haviru hanaro lifnei hachosn. And here it says, Ahago, Kidei Sheyach Moyofio. It seems there was such a kavona. I don't know who did it, but Al Kaponim, there was such a kavona that, to bring about that the chasna should be earlier. Das Koinech Yeshboch, Sha'omar Laharchig Zman Chuposoi, because of a kilvo, Miroiv Chibus Kalosoi. Mikorek siv tviyem istayim b'barnach los chomochin l'shivtocho shivoyu l'oretz v'achar kach yivnu loy migdosh l'b'soifo m'vosu loy migdosh pamidbo yakro nasis akore kein derech ha'im deis es rishonim b'loy bal. Zogte gemore weiter Rab Chanine ben Chachinoi ha'vekozo l'beirav. He was going to yeshiva b'shilei hilulei de Rab Shimon ben Yochai. That means the time when he decided to go to yeshiva, that was the soif sheva brachas of Rab Shimon ben Yochai. Omalei, so Rab Shimon Yochai told Rab Hanani ben Chachinoi, Yaakov li ada osi badoch. Wait, I'm in the middle of Sheva Brochus. I'm going with you to Yeshiva. So wait till the end of the Sheva Brachas, and then we'll go together. Loi iakvolei. He didn't wait. The Mamshiv said, what is this teaching us? What do we have to know? This Maise. But let's finish the Maise. Then we'll come back to this Ha'orah. Ozu Yosef Trei Sori Shni Bebeira. They went 12 years, he learned. Ad the Osi, when he came back, Ishtani Shvili Demose, 12 years away, so the streets already changed. There were more buildings, more houses. The whole setup was changed. Ployoda Lemeza Lebeisa, he didn't know how to get to his house. Ozu Yosef Aguda Denaro. Shoma lahiravisa, he heard a girl, davikorle bas chachinoi, bas chachinoi, moli kulsach v'tonez, will come, fill up your pitcher and come. Oma, shmamino hai revisa didon. Oh, this is our daughter. Oh, Hashem, that was Ashkoch and Protis. Ozel basro, so he followed her, so here, see where she's going. Ava yesiva devisu konalo kimcho. Now his wife, she was sieving flour. Dal eino, so she lifted up her eyes and she looked in front of her. Chazise, so she saw her husband. He came back. Sovi libo porach rucho. So Rashi says, Sovi libo, ro libo, kloime, registered, nidmo le libo pisaim sheza balo, but the shock was too big for her. Porach rucho, so she died. Oma lefonov ribeinish leila, mani yezu, zes choro, this is the schar, she waited 12 years. Boi rachmi alo, bechoyim. So he was mispalo for her, and so the Ben Yehuda says, it's very interesting. He says, Elisha Hanovi made Chiyas HaMeisim. But by Elisha, it didn't go so easy. He was going back and forth, and peeve, a whole thing, Einov, and here, at Gedavint, and boink, he made Chiyas HaMeisim. He says, this was a Midah Keneged Midah. He said, Rab Shimon ben Yechai asked him to wait a day. Wait a day or two, they'll go together. We have to understand, Mestame, it wasn't such a geshmak as ach, the derech to the yeshiva. It was dangerous. To have a chavrusa, Rab Shimon ben Yechai on the way would also be a geshmak as ach. And, by him, a minute learning, an hour learning, there was nothing. Time was so precious for him. That now he should lose a day of learning because of Shimi, because of a cheshbon. No cheshbon in the world would stand in front of him to be makiv his learning. No, the Rebbein Shlomo makes a midah connected midah by you. Torah was so precious by you. Time was so precious by you. So he was mispalo. Don't to do anything. He made chiyas amesim already. That was the midah connected midah. The Gemara is telling us he was zeiche to this because of his anhoge. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, b'shili helulei d'Rab Shimon saif yemeichu posi. Yaakov li hamtim le tshich le meichu posi ve'elach imoch le beira. Ishtanu shvili demoso she nivnu b'ir binyonim chadoshim v'nistamu bo muvois. The streets got already nistam. So let's just learn one more maise. It's the Mordechai Gemara over here. Rabbi Chome bar Bisa Ozel. He also went, Yosef Trei Sori Shnim Bebei Medrosh. Ki also, when he came back, Omar Loi Eved Kedo Oved Ben Chachino. I want to do what Ben Chachino did. Barge into your house, the shock is very dangerous. He's gonna do things already more mesudadik. Yosef b'medroshos. He went into the base medrash. Shalach Lebeisa. So he sent someone to go to his house and inform him that he's back and finished. So the shock shouldn't be too great. Also, Rabbi Shaya Brei. Rabbi Shaya, his son, came to the Beis Medrash. Yosef Kamei. Have a commercial Leishmaita. He started asking him Shailas. Now, he didn't know this was his son, Rabbi Shaya, but he asked him. He's the Beis Medrash, had Alter Yid, so he asked him Shailas. Chose, the Komischad, the Shmaita. So he saw this Boche over here, he's nicht kein Kleinigkeit, he's a gewaltige Schafkeit and Klokeit. Cholash Daitei. So he had Chalishas Hadas. If I would have remained home, I would have been metapol with my son. I would have been zeiche to have such a son. I went away to learn. Who knows what my son is now? So he had chalishas adas. All the base. Eh? Then he went home. All brei, and then his son walked in. Now, he didn't know this son was. He thought they had a very good shmuzen based medrash. Was that one of the kashas? Come, Kamei. So he stood up for him. So Rab Chachinoi stood up for this young bocha. Who saw the Mishle Shmaitse Kaboy? He thought this bocha is coming in to talk and learning with him. So he stood up for him. He had gewaldig derechels. He's a riesen Talmud Chochem. Omrele de visu, meika abe de koi mikame bro, does a father stand up for a son? This is your son. Kori ale romi bachoma achuta mishulish, loi bimehere yinoseik, zera beishaye benoisha bichome barbise. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Lo yavid kida ovid bar chachinoi, shenichnas lebeis epis, and Yosef kamei, lo yov makire, they recognize him. Chozye lebrei de mechadad in shmaitse. So he had gewalt de chalishes hadas, yavoi hoche lo yisi kan. If I would have remained home, shenachti bni kotn, volachti isi melamde teure vo yechocham koze, he would have grown up to be a chocham koze. Zog Taisvis. So Rami Bachom said, and this achut ha-meshulish b'mheira lo yinosek. Zer Rabbi Shai b'noisha Rabbi Chomer b'abise. So Taisvis says, achut ha-meshul lo b'heira yinosek lefi she-shloshton ro'u ze-ese. All three deires, they saw one another. Kimrina Baalme Shama Rabbi Shaya Dovo, Rabbi Shaya the Enikal said something also with Shola Rabise. Lakach Koriolayu Hachuta Mishula Shabhemri Nose Klemu Inosek Mizari Loilom, Kidamrina Baalma Miki Kivishadam Loime Tu of Noye Bembenoi Mikan Bailach Tere Machzeres Alaksanya Shalo Vidorish Mivani Zois Parisi.